From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S., European, and Iranian officials are holding marathon closed-door nuclear talks continuing into the night. Washington's top diplomat, Secretary of State John Kerry, hashed out details of the potential deal alongside EU Foreign Minister Federica Mogherini and Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif for 90 minutes late Saturday. The group known as the P5 Plus One began another session shortly before midnight. And in spite of repeated delays past an original June 30th deadline, Mr. Zarif shrugged and grinned from the balcony of the Coburg Palace when asked earlier by a shouting reporter whether a deal was near. A car bomb explosion in front of the Italian consulate in Cairo this morning killed one person and destroyed a section of the historic building. A group identifying itself as the Islamic State of Egypt claimed responsibility for the bombing in a message on social media, but that claim has not been immediately verified. Egyptian authorities said the investigation of the attack is underway, with closed-circuit video recordings from the area being reviewed. Italy's premier, Matteo Renzi, contacted Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and expressed Italy's full support for Egypt's fight against terrorism, saying, "We will not leave Egypt alone. Italy and Egypt are and always will be together in the fight against terrorism." At least 15 people are dead and 74 others injured in a suicide bomb attack at a crowded market in Chad's capital today. A police spokesman in N'Djamena, Mina, says the suicide bomber, a man dressed in a woman's burqa, is among the dead. There has been no claim of responsibility for the Chad attack, but the government banned burqas last month, arguing attackers could use the head-to-toe garment to hide explosives. The incident was just hours after 10 villagers were killed in northeast Nigeria by a group of Boko Haram Islamic extremists. This is VOA News. The head of the Islamic State group in Afghanistan, Hafiz Saeed Khan, is dead. Aisha Tanzim reports from VOA's South Asia Bureau.
Afghanistan's intelligence agency said the head of Islamic State militants in the country and 30 other members of the group died in a drone strike Friday in eastern Nangarhar province. Spokesman for the National Directorate for Security, Haseeb Siddiqui, said the death follows the killing of three other top commanders last week.
"We will feel a considerable decrease and disruption in their activities."
Siddiqui said Afghans considered three factors when they decided to call on international allies for a drone strike to kill Khan.
"To avoid collateral damage, to have to be as precise as possible and to be as effective as possible."
Islamic State fighters have been growing in strength in Nangarhar province. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Eurozone finance ministers meeting today indicate they expect to reach an agreement by the end of the weekend on a plan to keep Greece afloat, but they don't expect those talks to be easy. That's the Greek parliament that earlier today approved the Athens government's new proposals. The new Greek IM plan includes more pension cuts and tax hikes, which EU finance ministers have been demanding of Greece and which voters rejected in last Sunday's referendum. They also include Greek insistence for a debt restructuring by the International Monetary Fund, and Greece wants the EU to give them another $60 billion to be spread out over 3 years. All 28 EU leaders will meet in an emergency summit on Sunday to accept or reject the Greek government's new economic proposal. Pope Francis is wrapping up a week-long tour of Latin America with a visit to one of the poorest neighborhoods in Paraguay's capital. The second trip to the continent by the pontiff since his election to the papacy in 2013 included stops in Ecuador and Bolivia. Zlatarica Hoke reports.
He arrived in Paraguay on Friday from Bolivia, where he addressed inmates in a notorious prison. 2 years ago, 36 people were killed in the Palmasola facility during a clash between rival gangs. Pope Francis has ventured into places where few popes went before him, seeking support for the most needy and neglected populations. On arrival to Ecuador a week ago, he reiterated that message.
We can find in the gospel the keys that will allow us to face the current challenges, valuing differences, promoting dialogue, and participation without excluding anyone.
The pontiff returns to the Vatican late Sunday. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Tens of thousands of people gathered this weekend at the Bosnian city of Srebrenica to mark a mass atrocity 10 years ago. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.